Colt, so your quarterback situation seems to be a little bit in flux. Where does it stand, and how are you approaching this week?
Well, you know, I'm just approaching it the same way that I always have since I got here and since the season started, is that, you know, I'm going to prepare, I'm going to practice, and I'm going to have my mind ready just like I was going to be the starter. You know, that's in the meeting room, that's interacting with my teammates, that's working with my coaches and just really understanding the game plan. And, you know, Jake and Seneca did not practice today, but, you know, the coaches ultimately make that decision, and just really preparing and focusing and know that New England's a really tough defense. They do, you know, a lot of things. They're very, very well coached, and we have our hands full.
You were a starter for so long at Texas, and then you come here, and, you know, it's a little bit of a different situation. It's a little more in flux. Has just that been an adjustment for you, just not knowing week to week?
You know, it is an adjustment. I mean, I would say just coming to the NFL is an adjustment. You know, Coach Holmgren and them said from the very beginning, since I got drafted, that I wasn't going to play this year. So that in itself was a little bit, you know, in your mind you have to kind of not approach it and not embrace the role of, you know, you're just a backup. You have to come in there and, you know, push yourself and work and understand that I know I'm not the starter, but I'm going to prepare like I am. I'm going to get better, and I'm going to use this year to be the best I can be and get on the field sometime. And obviously the situation changed when Jake and Seneca both got, you know, their ankles hurt. And for me, since I was approaching every game like that, it made it a little bit of an easier transition. Not saying that it is easy, but saying just that, you know, my mindset has been that of the same over the whole year.
Colt, I was there when you played the Packers in the preseason, and I'm sure you'd agree that you're a pretty different player at this point. Can you talk about your growth and what's responsible for just in that short time period?
Well, I think just really working hard, and you got to understand that the preseason was my practice. You know, I didn't get reps in practice, and the times that I did make my mistakes or I did good things, all of that happened in the preseason. So I would treat the preseason games when I got in the game, obviously as a game, but that was the only reps that I got. So my mind would have to be right, and, you know, I made my mistakes in preseason, and, you know, that helped me improve. I learned from them. I studied them, and, you know, I studied the way Jake and Seneca were playing, and, you know, when it became my shot, then I got my reps, and then I started playing. I felt like I was getting it in groove, and, you know, I've got a long ways to go as a quarterback. I mean, I'm a continual learner. I learn every day. I want to get better, and, you know, I just really, you know, work as hard as I can, because on Sundays I got to be the best I can be for my team to go out there and win.
Obviously, Eric's a defensive guy, and Mike Holmgren, you know, made his living developing quarterbacks. How much interaction do you have with him? I mean, do you guys ever, like, talk weekly, watch film? I mean, what goes on?
Well, I think that, you know, obviously Coach Daboll is my offensive coordinator. He's my coach, and Coach Carl Smith, he's our quarterback's coach, and I spend a lot of my time with them. And but I think it would be foolish not to be able to take advantage of Coach Holmgren and all the quarterbacks that he's coached and the knowledge that he has. And so, I talk with him, and, you know, he's sometimes around at practice, and just watches from a distance. But, Coach Daboll and Coach Smith are my coaches, but obviously take a lot of advice from Coach Holmgren and, you know, always accept his coaching.
What have been the struggles, or what has been behind the struggles on offense for you guys this year?
For us, we've got to be more consistent. You know, a lot of it's taking care of the football. You know, in the first couple games at the beginning of the year, we killed ourselves with turnovers, and we really just beat ourselves. We were in all the football games, and they were close, and we've got to be a better job of staying consistent, running the passing, staying on the field longer to help our defense. And I think those are all things that, you know, when we had the bye week, that we really worked on, and, you know, we're trying to improve on as we come back for the second half of the season.
Cole, not to hit on a little bit of a sore subject, but what in the world has happened to Texas?
You know, I don't know if y'all heard, but that was our off week, so I went down to the game and was able. That was the first game I was able to watch. And, you know, up here in Cleveland, we really don't get the Big 12 too much. We don't get too many of the games, especially down way south like Texas. And so I hadn't really been able to watch him play. And, you know, we're just not executing. You know, there's just I don't know. I mean, it's the same guys and same coaches. I feel like we have the greatest coaches in the country at Texas. I mean, obviously I'm biased, but I don't know. You know, it's a struggle. It's hard to watch them.
But Baylor?
I know. Trust me. Phil Dawson is here. Sean Rogers is here. We just scratch our heads. But I see a lot of those guys were my teammates last year, and you know those guys are really working hard. I know they are, and I know they're very well coached. I just the ball's not falling our way or something.
What have you seen out of Benjamin Watson?
Ben Watson is great. He's one of the leaders on offense. He catches a lot of balls. He does a great job in blocking, and he's just really a core player in our offense. And a lot of things are based around him and his skills and his strengths. And you know, he's great to have on our football team.
Belichick has a pretty good track record against young quarterbacks. Are you a little bit worried about that going into Sunday?
I completely understand. You know, Coach Belichick and all the success that they've had, they've won 3 Super Bowls. They're always in the playoffs. And I've heard so much about Coach Belichick before I even came into the NFL. You know, you hear his name, you watch their defense, and they're tough. I mean, they really are. I mean, I respect them 100%, and I know that the guys in the locker room do too. And you know, a lot of our coaches have coached with Coach Belichick, and I know this game means a lot to them. And you know, like I said, they're a tremendous defense, and you know they got a heck of an offense with Tom Brady, and you know, they stay on the field a lot. They move the ball, they score a lot of points. I think they're leading the league in scoring, and you know we have a huge challenge in front of us with them. And I know that they're going to come after us, they're going to blitz us, they're going to pressure us, and it's up to us to see how we handle it. And you know that's what we're working for. We're working to handle the pressure, handle the blitzes, and you know be able to stay on the field.
Do you think one of the Patriots' defensive linemen is Brandon Dederick, who was at Alabama last year? If you see him on the field, you think you may have flashbacks, or you think he may remind you of that game last year?
I don't know. I think both of us are our minds are both probably consumed with the NFL and what we got to do to help our team. And I might try to find him after the game and, you know, say congratulations again. They played a heck of a game that year. I just wish I would have been able to play.
Thanks, Colt.
Thank you, Colt.
Thank you, Colt.